98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Bickley and Murata.
Handing out the hardware.
Hardware is our version of the award show. We do it on Mondays. It's brought to you by Revitalize. Make changes that can last a lifetime with Revitalize. Give them a call today at 480-435-3557. Check them out online at fatlossphoenix.com. Join the Bickley and Murata revolution. What do you got for me, Bill?
All right, my first award is the How to Win Friends Even When You're Losing Football Games Award. I'm giving it to Josh Allen, and I really think this is a primer for Kyler Murray. If you want to see an optimum situation of where you need to go with your leadership, Kyler, look at the way Bills players reacted to Josh Allen at the end of that game yesterday. You had two offensive linemen run to his defense, even though he initiated that scrum with Alex Okafor. And then the scene at the end of the game, the most poignant thing to me was Josh Allen just giving hugs to his offensive linemen going down the row. And almost every single guy stood up off the bench to hug him back. And it was a great snapshot of camaraderie. And that more than anything, if I was a Buffalo Bills fan, would kind of make me real excited about where this thing is going.
Yeah, Alex Okafor made me think, but I did this. I was taking a look. I was like, man, there's a lot of former Cardinals just on rosters. The list, and Alex Okafor, Matt Barkley, John Brown, Andre Roberts, Tyrann Mathieu, Evan Bayless, Tremont Williams, Deion Buchanan, Blaine Gabbert, Kevin Minter, TJ Logan, AQ Shipley, Ted Larson, and Drew Stanton. That includes injured reserve and practice squads. Those are all former Cardinals that were on teams that were playing yesterday.
Okay, that's slightly alarming.
Yes. My first award is the We've Reached Pathetic Status Award, and I'm giving it to the Houston Texans. Because now, not only have the citizens of Houston planned a march on behalf of the Texans keeping Deshaun Watson, which he called off, the mayor of Houston, Sylvester Turner, is tweeting about it. Did you see his tweets? Houston loves Deshaun Watson and the Houston Texans. Houston is a great city that is hungry to back our players and team. As mayor of a city that is second to none, I pray we move forward together. I value Deshaun Watson as a player, but I respect him even more as a person. I know he loves this city because I have seen how much he has given of himself and his treasure to the people in this city. I am humbled to be his mayor. I hope that it won't change anytime soon. It's not pathetic that the mayor did this. It's pathetic that he felt like he had to do it because it's been so bungled by the Texans organization. You had people taking to the streets and now government officials trying to support and patch up what you messed up. The Texans should be contracted.
I like that. That's very well said. I agree with that. The You Need a New Graphics Department Award, I'm giving it to ESPN. I think you saw this one coming, didn't you? The tail of the tape going into the Chiefs-Bills game, you know, they put assets on each side like matchup and you check a box who has the advantage. Somebody put the advantage at quarterback to the Buffalo Bills. And Patrick Mahomes saw it, and what emoji? Did he use a yawning emoji? Is that what he used? Did you see it?
I didn't see his response. I saw the graphic.
Yeah, he responded in sort of like a yawn. I think it was a yawn, kind of like, please. Yeah.
Yeah, that one, as much as Josh Allen has improved and as good a story he is.
That much, no.
That's just bad analysis right there. My next award is the Par for the Course Award, and I'm giving it to Phil Mickelson. Did you hear about this?
No.
Am I scooping you on a golf thing?
Yeah, I love when
I do this.
I think you are.
Phil Mickelson, in Friday's second round of the American Express Tournament in La Quinta, California, did something he had never done in 2,201 rounds on the PGA Tour. He parred all 18 holes.
He's never done that before.
Never done that. And he was two over on Thursday, so he ended up missing the cut.
That's incredible.
So 18 pars, no 18 birdies, no bogeys. No,
exactly. 18 pars the whole way through. Isn't that unbelievable?
Well, because it's not like Phil to go steady. It's like Phil to go up, down, up, down, up, down.
Yeah.
Wow.
So of all players to do that, you probably pick him last.
That's like an episode of Scoregami for Phil, isn't it?
It is. There you go.
Okay, the My Your Tune Has Changed Award, I'm giving it to Rory McIlroy, who once did not like the idea of the Waste Management Phoenix Open, once lobbied the PGA Tour to put alcohol restrictions on a tournament that he wasn't even playing in. Rory McIlroy has committed to the Waste Management Phoenix Open. It's a good get for a tournament that is not going to have Tiger and or Phil. Tiger, I get, he doesn't feel good. His back is messed up again. But Phil is going and playing in Dubai for guaranteed millions. Now, I'm not saying that playing at the Waste Management Phoenix Open should be more important than that, but it is the 25th anniversary of his win.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
He's only played once in the last, like, 20 years, though, Tiger.
He's talking about...
I'm talking about Phil.
Oh, Phil?
Yeah.
Your math is off, Jared.
Yeah, imagine
there'll be hardly any fans, though.
I know.
That's why Rory's playing.
That's exactly right.
I think he's playing.
Right.
My next award is the We Know You're Losing a Lot award, but come on. I'm giving it to Mike Krzyzewski, the head coach of the Duke Blue Devils. Lost to Louisville on Saturday and then did his Zoom session. And there was a young student reporter who asked an unbelievably rude question.
Hi, Coach. I'm just curious as to what the next step forward here is for the team as you guys move into another week of basketball.
Yeah, why don't we just evaluate this game? Yeah, I'm not into what our next step forward is right now. We just finished the hard-fought game. Yeah, I don't know if, like, when you, what's your major? What's your major at Duke? What's your hardest class?
Econ.
Okay. So say you just had the toughest econ test in the world. And when you walked out, somebody asked you, what's your next step? You see what I mean? Does that, you have some empathy and you know, just give us time to evaluate this game and then we'll figure out just like we always try to do.
Find that condescending, Bick?
Extremely.
Yeah, apparently Coach K picked up the phone and called the reporter, Jake Piazza of the Duke Chronicle, afterwards.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he apologized. Piazza wrote, our call was short, but the sincerity in his apology was genuine, and in the end, I appreciated the call.
Man, I was hoping you were going to say he called him and continued to berate him.
Listen here, you snot.
I wasn't done, you son of a... How dare you?
I hope you fail your econ class.
That's funny. My next award is
guys
the...
Guys change when they lose, huh?
Yeah. My next award is the Predictable Profanity Award, and I'm speaking of Mike Krzyzewski, but I'm giving this one to Bruce Arians because I thought it was a little bit sad that as soon as they brought him on the live broadcast last night, the first thing he did was drop an F-bomb. Sort of like, that's what I do. Let me give people what they think I'm going to say. Let me swear here so people can go, oh, Bruce doesn't care. I don't know if it struck you the same way. It just struck me that way.
When that stuff like that happens and that's a trademark, you know who I always think of? Pat Tillman.
Oh, yeah.
Every time Pat Tillman did a radio interview on a show that I was on, he'd get at least one in. And you were always on guard for it.
But he'd always get one in.
He'd always get one in.
Yeah, it was sort of like a challenge. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. That, yeah. I mean,
okay.
We know.
Whatever. It was just a moment. I
win or lose,
BA,
we still curse, baby.
I'm glad I got this bleeping trophy, baby.
I got to play this for you.
All right.
I don't know why. I'm just bothered by a lot of what I hear in broadcast media now. I was in the car early this morning, had to go get my COVID test in downtown Phoenix. So I'm flipping through the channels and I land on ESPN Radio. Keyshawn Johnson's got his former teammate Brad Johnson on. And this question was asked with a straight face.
Well, when you look at Tom Brady, everything that he's accomplished, Super Bowls, 10 appearances, 14 conference championships, MVPs, I mean, on and on and on and on and on and on. If he goes out there and he beats the Kansas City Chiefs, does it solidify him as the GOAT? Like the just it's not even close anymore?
No. Would mean nothing. And are we still having the debate on who the best quarterback of all time is?
Can somebody revoke his license to broadcast? I mean, seriously.
I kind of wanted Brad Johnson answer. No. What? Improve that? Another Super Bowl?
He's going to have to do a little bit more there, Keyshawn.
I think the jury's still out on TB12. I got to be honest.
Yeah. Wow.
You got one more,
That is really, really. Yeah, the So Close Award I'm giving to DeAndre Ayton, who was a nominee for Western Conference Player of the Week. The award went to Nikola Jokic. So it, had the Suns not been hosed by the officiating a couple times over the weekend, that award might have been DA's. And I would have loved for him to have gotten something like that.
I'm glad he didn't get it. It's going to make him hungrier.
Whatever he's doing, he's shown the ability to stay hungry now for a few games in a row now. So this should be and could be commonplace.
Yep.